Okay, Cody, this one is basically saying a lot of RNG pain is not the model being dumb. It's the retriever hiding the good stuff too early.
Yeah, that's the part I actually buy. The argument is really about the interface to evidence, not some grand anti-vector database sermon.
Also, I am in your kitchen and your coffee grinder is somehow louder than cloud infrastructure. I got in late, slept terribly, then spent 10 minutes looking for a mug that was fully in front of me.
That's because you came in pre-caffeine and started operating like a retrieval system with terrible recall, which, okay, annoyingly, does hand us right into the article.
Rude, fair, and very episode 427 of our extremely unserious little project.
The core move is direct corpus interaction, DCI. Instead of chunking docs, embedding them, and asking for some top-K snippets, the agent gets terminal-style tools and searches the raw corpus directly.
Right.
So now it can use find, glob, grep, RG, head, tail, sed, cat, even tiny Python scripts. That matters when the clue is an error code, a version string, a file path, or two weak lexical hints that only make sense together.
And the article's real point is that agents don't just need relevant vibes. They need the ability to chase the hunch, check a line, then pivot based on what they saw.
Exactly. Classic retrieval is kind of one big pre-filter. If the useful document never makes the ranked list, the downstream model can't recover it, no matter how fancy the reasoning is.
That felt especially practical in the enterprise examples. Live logs, tickets, commits, configs, incident timelines. Stuff changes constantly, so an embedding index is already a little stale by the time everyone feels good about it.
I see. Yeah. And they have two setups. A cheaper one, DCI Agent Lite, on GPT 5.4 Nano, with raw terminal interactions and some runtime context management. Then a stronger one, DCI Agent CC, on Claude Code, with Claude Sonnet 4.6, doing better tool orchestration and context handling.
The numbers are why this got my attention. UnBrowseCon plus swapping. A Qwen 3 semantic retriever for DCI. A Sonnet 4.6 backbone went from 69% accuracy to 80%, and API cost dropped from about $1,440 to about $1,016.
Wait, that's the most interesting part to me, because it's not just better quality, it's better quality while spending less, which usually means the old pipeline was doing a bunch of expensive but low-yield retrieval work.
And the lightweight version apparently hung with OpenAI 03 plus traditional retrieval while cutting more than $600. That's a very product manager sentence. Suddenly, the weird terminal thing is not weird, it's budget.
I think the technical claim holds, with limits. They even say DCI has lower broad recall than dense retrieval. And when they scaled the corpus from 100,000 to 400,000 documents, accuracy dropped and tool calls went up. So this is not a universal replacement.
Yeah, this is where your inner rain cloud is useful. If the job is find every relevant document across a giant corpus, I would not bet the farm on bash archaeology.
Thank you. Also, raw terminal access is a whole pile of engineering chores. Sandboxing, permissions, context compaction, output truncation. If you do this sloppily, the agent either sees too much, remembers too little, or both.
My favorite tiny detour in this whole thing is imagining someone proudly saying, "We replaced our advanced retrieval stack with GRET," and then needing 30 minutes to explain that they are not kidding.
That is such an exploring next sentence. But honestly, for debugging incidents, searching code bases, compliance checks, audit trails, root cause work, I think this is exactly where it should matter.
Yeah, not everybody needs to care, but teams building agents over changing internal data probably should. My practical read is hybrid. Use semantic retrieval for broad discovery, then let DCI do precision search and verification inside the candidate set.
Same. The article kind of lands there too, which helps. It's more measured than the headline. The terminal is a better microscope, not a replacement for every map.
Okay, that's a good place to leave it, Cody. Now please show me the mug shelf like I'm a confused agent.